Dreams become reality when Friday Night Lights turn into Saturday nationally televised games. Our guest today is just an incredible young man on and off the field, but an absolute force on the gridiron. His grit, work ethic, and relentlessness has drawn national attention to the point now, and I think the number keeps growing week over week, that he has received 35 plus Division I offers. The story of his Friday night games soon being played on Saturdays at the collegiate level is right around the corner. And I cannot wait to see him suit up for those. And eventually, Sunday, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and every other day of the week that Mr. Goodell puts professional football on the TV for us to watch. This one, you don't want to miss. Just another kid with the dream of playing at the NFL from the great state of Michigan. But this one can do it. Welcome to At the Podium. Hello again, and welcome to At the Podium with Manuel Mesqua. I'm a financial advocate, CEO, father, husband, and massive sports fan. As all of you have gotten to know, I'm absolutely obsessed with encouraging people to dream and attack the unique vision they have for their life, so that by doing so, you might inspire others to do the same. We built this podcast to share the stories of some of the highest performers in my life. And through the show, we help convert their stories into lessons that can help you and others get closer to your hopes and dreams. Folks, today my guest is Avery Gatch, hailing from the Birmingham Groves. He is a 4- and 5-star offensive tackle recruit. He's one of the top high school football players in the entire country. I'd say in the state of Michigan, this kid's number one. He's got 35 and counting Division I offers, and the level of play he's going to bring a program like Michigan State, Michigan, Alabama, Auburn, and however long we want that list to be, it's going to be at a level of elite players. He's an absolute stud on and off the field, and today we're going to unpack his journey into playing football at such a high level, the dreams he has, and the way he stays grounded, surrounded by friends, family, his coaches. He's a young man who's got a special story, and he has an even more special future. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Avery Gatch. This is probably going to be one of the coolest conversations that I've been able to have in the last 2 years that we've been dabbling with this whole podcast thing. And I cannot tell you how excited I am to be here with this young man. It's going to become very, very evident very, very quickly. Let me just set the stage. One, the blessing and privilege of getting to know this young man has come through the relationship with his parents, specifically his father. His father, David Gatch, became one of my first very authentic friends when my family moved here to the great state of Michigan from the Chicago area in 2017. And David is just one of the highest performers in the profession that I'm in, one of the highest performers I've met in 21 years. And that says a lot about what I think and how I feel about him. And he just so happens to have his firstborn son be a 4- and 5-star recruit out of Birmingham Groves High School. Avery Gatch currently has 35 Division I offers. This young man has started since his freshman year, of which I can tell you it's less than 5 people in the last several decades in this powerhouse program in Southeast Michigan that a young man has started since his freshman year. A standout offensive lineman, top 10 in the country, top 250 nationally ranked of any young man playing the great sport of football. He's been named an All-American and 5-star recruit by Tom Lemming, which everyone knows the name, Prep Football Report. He is the guru of high school football recruiting. So Tom, that's a shout out for you, my man. And he has been named to the All-State Dream Team. Best of the best for all 8 divisions in the state of Michigan for high school football by the AP, Michigan High School Football Coaches Association, the Detroit Free Press, Detroit News, MLive. And if you ask my son Atlas and my daughter Ava, Avery Gatch is the top football player in the state of Michigan today. Avery, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm so amped up. I mean, Holly's looking at me. She's like, why are you sweating? I'm like, I've been so amped up about getting Avery on the show since I first started following his football life 2 years ago. And at first it was through the lens of his father, David, but I've had the privilege to go attend a few of your games in person. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I mean, it is like Pancake City when I get to watch you play football. And I absolutely love it. So Avery, obviously every story starts somewhere. And before we even begin talking about the first time you put on a pair of shoulder pads, which folks, I think for those of you listening, you're going to be surprised when he finally started playing football. But what sport was your first love?
My first love was always baseball. That was always my first love.
And why do you think it was baseball? I know your dad was a superstar, 4-sport athlete. I know all that. Berkeley High. It's clear. We're the same age. So, of course, I do my little due diligence and research. But why baseball, do you think?
I think it was I just liked it the most. I think I was really good at baseball. That was the sport I was best at, I think, when I was a child.
What position were you playing then?
I played every single position.
What was your favorite?
I would say first base.
How was your how were you at the plate?
That was what I was best at. I was best at. I was a big power hitter.
What was your favorite season playing Pee Wee or Little League baseball?
So I joined the NFWB Cobras when I was 11 or 12 years old, and I think 12U was my favorite season. That's when we went to Cooperstown, New York, and I was with all my buddies, and we just had a great time playing.
I know our listeners are going to get to know different aspects of who you are besides just football throughout this conversation, but in how I've gotten to know you and the way I've watched you walk your life in Southeast Michigan, I know your friends are a big part of your life, and they're a really important aspect. Your friends and teammates are a really important aspect of who you are and how you invest some of your free time. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you and your friends, even when you think back to 12U baseball, what were some of the things you loved doing when you were younger in your free time with your buddies?
I just love being with them. I think that's when my relationships with my buddies really started to grow and were peer, because they just know me for who I am and just regular Avery, not Avery the football player. Just me being myself. That's where I feel most comfortable.
I love you saying that, not Avery the football player. What other sports have you enjoyed playing?
Basketball. That was a big sport I enjoyed playing when I was growing up. I always played baseball, basketball, and football. Those were my 3 sports.
When did you decide to give up baseball and basketball? Because you did well in those sports as well.
I would say my talents in basketball peaked in 5th grade. I always say that. I'm thinking about playing a little bit basketball this season. I may do that, but I stopped playing, I think, in 7th grade.
Okay.
That was my last year of basketball. And baseball, I finished playing after this season. I played my sophomore season for Groves.
If you were to hold a football, a baseball, and a basketball in your hand, which one do you throw better?
The football. The football, 100%.
I love that. When did you first put a pair of shoulder pads on?
So actually, my first year of tackle football was in 7th grade. Before that, I played flag football my whole entire life. I was actually the star quarterback. yeah.
I mean, you're built like Steve McNair.
I mean, so my mom actually said, my mom told my dad when I was younger, I could only play tackle football if I was a big kid. So, I mean, she got that, but I put my first pair of shoulder pads on in 7th grade and never gone back since. So,
I love it. And I think for people who know you intimately, they would know that really this was only your 4th season ever playing tackle football.
Yeah.
Because then the infamous COVID hit.
Right. eighth grade was my COVID year, and I was planning on playing tackle football again, but COVID hit, and that was my biggest year of growth, I would say, in the weight room. That's when I really got dedicated to the weight room and put a lot of my time and effort there.
For the people who are listening to this who don't have the blessing of knowing you personally, what did that year look like? What was the day in the life of Avery Getch like going into what he thought was his second year playing tackle football, understanding from Mrs. Getch, Amy, that you better be big if you're going to play the sport.
Exactly.
And so you hit the weight room. What did the day in the life look like for you at that time?
I would say the day in the life was, well, we had online school. So that was crazy.
Goodness.
And then there was no gyms, weight rooms open in the state of Michigan. So I was trying to find weights wherever I could. My mom would go on Facebook Marketplace just trying to find weights, but they were completely sold out. We had a couple weights in my basement. So I'd work out there whenever I could. I would go after school every single day and get in the weight room, really push up, sit ups, dumbbells, whatever I could do with the dumbbell. I have a flat bench down there, but man, I was just hungry to get better.
Do you remember about how much you grew in size from seventh to eighth grade and then eighth grade to freshman year? Do you recall?
I would say I was about 220 the whole entire. I would say I'm about the same height, 6'4 and a half, 6'5. I think actually I had a big growth spurt from seventh grade to eighth grade year. I think I jumped a couple of inches. I probably was around 6'2 and a half, then grew to like 6'5-ish in about a year or so. But my really biggest growth in the weight room would be, or just like strength and all that, would be from 225 to 275 my freshman to sophomore offseason.
Yeah, it was incredible, right? Yeah,
that was where my body really came along.
Avery, one of the things I have really enjoyed hearing and probably when I was like, oh man, it's not just David and it's not just what I see him doing on the field, but I'm hearing his coach reflect about the way he sees Avery. And I've heard references from your coach about the fact that you're one of the hardest working guys. You work like a walk-on. You show up every day and you just go max effort, max out at all times. Talk a little bit about where you think that work ethic and that intensity came from. And what's it like to work out with you now? And what are you looking for?
Yeah, I know what it feels like to not have offers. And I know what it feels like to be under the radar and have that underdog mentality. So I just feel like I work like someone's coming for my spot every single day. I feel like someone wants my spot. There's so many kids in the country that want to be in my position right now. So that's why I try to take the humble aspect of it, because I know there's not a ton of kids that take that aspect and are like, I'm the man and all that type of thing. So
yeah,
that's just not me.
It's really easy for your head to get inflated, right? And you float away like a hot air balloon. I've heard examples of your intensity in the weight room, right? Where are you working out right now?
I work out at Groves and I work out at Powerhouse Gym whenever Groves isn't open.
Okay.
That's why something that I'm really excited for in college, at least, is I feel like I have a hard time finding a good gym in a good weight room. And my attitude has always been, if I'm the hardest worker in the weight room, I want to find a new gym.
When do you think you first knew you were like, oh no, this is my life for the foreseeable future? Football is my life. When do you think that you first knew that?
I would say I knew football was my life when I started getting college attention where I could proceed and have a future and career in this. So I would say after my freshman season, that's when, that off season, I knew I had a future in this.
Okay. And I'm sorry, let me correct that for everybody in education and in college sports. He is a student first.
Yeah.
Athlete second. So I apologize. I'm going to take ownership over that right now. My man Avery is a student first. We do talk about academics, and I know that that's a huge priority in the Getch household. But as an athlete, after your freshman year, that's really when conversations really started to happen and pick up, right?
Yeah.
Who do you think at that time was who you leaned in on the most that was a great resource for you as you started to get all this attention? And I specifically ask because my impression of you in the last 3 to 4 years that I've really gotten to know you is you have always been such a quiet leader, a humble humble performer and someone who is very grounded. And I'm not saying that you're not an animal on the field, but I've been overly impressed with how I know you as a young man who has a ton of talents and gifts and potential. Who do you think's been that great influence on you to keep you grounded and focused on the priorities?
I would say my dad, my parents. They both keep me grounded and humble and always remind me this game's a privilege and it could be taken away whenever. All my coaches and my teammates really ground me as well. Just remind me to be where my feet are. I think that's a big thing for me, and just stay humble throughout the process, because I know it could all be taken away like that. So,
well, and it's interesting that you immediately responded with your folks, which, again, incredible people, as I've gotten to know David and Amy and obviously Eli. But I'm thinking about the fact that your dad was a 3- and 4- sport athlete.
Yeah.
As a young man himself, right?
Yep.
And for folks who know David, I mean, David's imposing, just super kind and a really positive, successful man in business, but he is physically imposing. And I know that he was a standout athlete in football. I think it was basketball, baseball, and even wrestling.
Yeah.
Was that ever a part of what had you thinking, I want to be an athlete someday? I want to be a student athlete someday?
Yeah, I've always looked up to my dad, and I mean, he's put a ball in my hands ever since I was like a really young kid. So he's a big sports guy, really got me into all the games. But yeah, I look up to him a lot.
So Avery, I think from how I've gotten to know you, you have referenced being a leader quite a bit, just in separate conversations. I know we're going to talk about that a little bit here today, but for folks that don't know you intimately well, how would you describe someone who's a strong leader, both in the classroom and in the locker room and on the field?
I think they have to lead by example and do the right thing when no one's watching. That's a really big thing that I think a leader does. I think they're confident and they always put the team first.
I love that. Is there anything else that you would add to that?
That they outwork everyone?
Yeah. Well, I love that too. And we know that from your relationship with the weight room. Talk to me on the first one. Let's take a step back really quick though. Can you give me an example of somebody who's really modeled and demonstrated that for you in your life, where you just always knew like this person always does the right thing?
I would say my dad for sure. He's always doing the right thing, and he's always reminding me, keeping me up on things. I think even when I need to be the one in control and need to be the one on top of myself and things I have to do, he's always there to remind me, whether it's doing my homework or, you know, talking to coaches when I have to talk to coaches, or I ask him for advice on everything, like what to say, whether it's how to go about like talking to adults, things like that.
What a great example you have in your father, and that's something that, you know, clearly Paul and I and everyone who knows your dad agree with. Let's talk a little bit about playing at Birmingham Groves, can we?
Yeah.
Okay. So, incredible program.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you've been stacking really strong seasons. I know this season didn't end the way you had envisioned.
Sure.
Originally.
Yeah.
But the team played well. When the team was playing well, you guys were absolutely unstoppable. What can you say about what it's like to play for people like Coach Flaherty and Coach Salter, who I know is very special to you?
Yeah, I would say you have to be tough. They can really make you a strong person and have a strong mindset. You just have to be a tough leader. I think that's really big in the foundation of Groves football. It's a tough run the ball offense, play good defense type of program. And, you know, I'm really proud to play at Groves and go to school there.
Are there specific beliefs or core values that are a part of the program that you would say, outside of being strong leaders and tough and great teammates, are there other things that you would say, hey, this football club at the high school level really believes this, and they deliver that in the way that the young men carry themselves on and off the field?
Yeah. I mean, our motto is One Love. It's all about the program. It's all about the team. I think Coach Flaherty does a really good job of having the players, you know, buy into the program and be involved in the team. It's all about the team, putting the team first. I think that's really big about the program. And I think the locker room's really strong for our team. It's all about the team.
When you first got to Groves, I mean, you had the privilege to start as a freshman.
Yeah.
Well, how special, right? Who were some of the upperclassmen, maybe juniors and seniors at that time, that you were looking up to that you'd say, hey, as they left, you know, it's almost as if I took on the torch and I'm carrying it forward in their tradition and the traditions that'll follow me?
Sure. So I would say my freshman year, it would definitely be Stavi Panos. He was our starting running back for our team. He was a really good leader towards me. There were a bunch of leaders on that team. I think another kid that I had a really good relationship was a kid named Romero. He was another offensive lineman, and I looked up to him. He was a good leader to me. And then I would say my sophomore season, I would definitely say I had great relationships with Alex Kellner. He's another offensive lineman. Malachi Coleman, Jackson Crane. There were just so many leaders on that team from last year, my sophomore season. So I really looked up to them a lot.
And that's the year that you all went to the semifinals, yep, right?
Correct.
You remember that day?
Of course.
Who'd you play?
On the semifinals day, we lost to De La Salle.
Yeah. How close was the game?
It was not close.
Yeah. The team had an incredible season. What do you think was the difference on that day that as you look back, you'd say, hey, that was a tough loss, but here's what I learned from that loss, and here's how I applied it forward as I went into my junior year, and now I'm going to head into my senior season next year.
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing I learned is, you know, I had to be a bigger leader from my sophomore to junior season. I think that was something I learned. I learned how to come back and bounce back from a season. We had a bad loss that semifinals game, but I think that just fired me up all offseason to get better and hopefully beat them next year, although we didn't get to that chance, but I wish we did. But I learned a bunch from that season. Those leaders taught me how to lead, grow a program. So
Avery, I know as we've started talking about your journey playing high school football at Groves, obviously the children and I and Samantha have had an opportunity to come watch you play a few times. I love seeing your family there, and I know how important your family is to you. Talk a little bit about what it feels like to have so much love and support coming from them week in, week out, year round.
Yeah, my family is like everything to me. That's who I go to. That's my people. So my brother Eli is my biggest fan. That's my biggest supporter for sure. He's always there for me whenever I'm having a hard time. And, you know, he doesn't love football very much. He's total opposite of me. He's really into really big into theater, forensic. He loves to sing like that. So we're total opposites, but we really bond together. And I know he's always there for me. He's my biggest supporter and fan.
I love hearing you say that because I do, you know, from the little bit I've gotten to know Eli, I do know that, you know, exceptional talent on the creative side of things, artistry, et cetera.
Yeah.
But you were in theater when you were younger.
I was. I think fourth and fifth grade, I did two plays, Lion King and Aristocats. You know, he's very proud of me for that. So,
Eli, thank you. Thank you for following in his footsteps and actually probably taking it to a completely different level of excellence.
Yes, we love you, Eli.
I love that. Avery, when you think about carrying the torch forward into your senior year, what are some of the things you're looking for from the younger, the underclassmen to show up like every day to be a great teammate to you and the upperclassmen that'll be heading off to college after next season?
Yeah, I really want to put the mindset into them that they're upperclassmen now. I mean, the guys lower than me, they can't act like underclassmen, you know. They have to be really good leaders. They have a really big, important role to our team this upcoming year. So,
does the program, do the other captains on the team, and again, congratulations, you were a captain last year as a junior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that earlier when I was going on your resume. Sorry about that. Yeah, of course. What a privilege, right?
Yeah.
When you think about heading into the offseason right now, what does training look like now as you're preparing for your senior season and in your last year in high school?
This offseason consists of lifting, I would say like 4 to 5 times a week, maybe 6, getting lineman work in. I go train on the weekends with my offensive line coach and some of my teammates. But yeah, I really am trying to get faster this offseason, put on a little bit of more pounds and a lot more strength in my lower body. That's a big thing for me. But yeah, just really grinding in the weight room and perfecting my craft.
Good for you. 35 Division I offers right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and growing, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That is incredible. Congratulations. And I don't want you to get too specific, but share with our listeners, have you started narrowing that process down? And if you have, what are the two or three things you're really looking for in order to have the confidence to make a commitment to a program?
Thank you. So I guess the two or three things I'm really looking forward to or looking for in a program would be the culture and the staff. That's a really big thing for me. The other thing is academics are really important to me. So a school that has, you know, a good major. I want to major in business, so that's important to me.
And listeners, just so you know, I've already worked out the details with David Gatch. Avery is interning here, nowhere else in the state of Michigan. So at least while he's in high school, please, hands off. So business major, yeah. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. What else is important to you in that program?
I would say it would be a school where I would want to go to school there if I wasn't playing football. That's something really important to me.
Wow. So yeah. Say more about that. How insightful. So if you weren't playing football, you're like, I still have to love this place. What does that look like to you? What's important?
I mean, the campus is very important to me. I think the campus is really important to me. The people that are there are even more important to me. I think if you're around a good group of people, then that just makes the whole place a better place to be and want to be there.
I love it. Does weather matter?
I'm a Midwest kid. The warmth is great to me. I mean, warm weather places are amazing, but I'm used to Michigan weather.
Yeah, I mean, look, I told your dad, I'm not going to be upset if you're in the SEC. I will have no problem coming down there once or twice a season to watch a game in warm weather. But, you know, they play in cold weather too. I mean, talk a little bit about the difference between some of these conferences. I mean, you're a football fanatic. You're an absolute student of the game, as you are in the classroom. But talk about maybe your observations of the difference in kind of the play in different conferences, if you can.
Yeah. So I would say the SEC, I think I see them pass the ball a lot more in the SEC than the Big Ten, in my opinion, sometimes, just because it's easier to run a pro-style offense in like a place where it's not cold all the time because it's hard to throw the ball sometimes. I think that the Big Ten is a tough conference, and you have to be tough to play in the cold weather, like we talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's two different types. It's really crazy with like USC and UCLA, all of them joining the Big Ten.
Yes.
It's going to be crazy, especially, you know, even not football, them traveling across the country and like, say, like a woman's tennis or whatever. They have to travel weekdays.
Yeah, it's a long route.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, have you looked at schools out west?
Yeah. I would say USC and Georgia. Okay. I mean, USC is my west school. The SEC school would probably be Georgia for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when you look at some of these offers, obviously I'm a Midwest kid too. So, you know, I'm excited about schools. Obviously, I'm going to start with Michigan State. But, you know, they're in a season of transition, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's a ton of great energy and excitement for Coach Smith and his team to come in and do great things in East Lansing. But, you know, there's other powerhouse programs like Michigan. Ohio doesn't have any good football, so I'm not going to talk about that. And you know why I'm skipping that. But we've got Michigan, and you've got some other schools in the Big Ten, obviously, with them expanding as well. Where does the Michigan State thing sit with you, especially this being your home state?
So I grew up being a Michigan State fan because both my parents went there and like a big Michigan State fan. I guess the biggest thing that I've realized throughout this whole entire process is it's wherever I feel like I'm at home, really. It's going to come to me. I thought that I would be a huge Michigan State diehard fan when I was in the process of recruiting.
Yeah.
And it's changed a little bit just because I got to imagine where I'm going to be at for the next 3 to 4 years.
Yes.
And where I want to go to school and where I want to play football and who that coach is. What do the teammates look like? Where are they going to get me to go to the NFL?
Good for you. So you're not opposed to Michigan State though, right? I didn't hear that.
No.
What I heard, if I'm listening well, is that you really want to make sure that you feel at home.
Yes.
And you're going to know that with a great deal of confidence as you get to know coaches, teammates, culture in campus.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting to know the Michigan State coaches more. I know it's going to be difficult because I'm probably going to be, I think I'm going to be committing after I take my official visits around the August time before the season.
Okay.
Want to get it out of the way before a season starts so I can just focus on the team.
I love that. And it's awesome. We were talking about with David that, you know, today's National Signing Day.
Yes.
So how cool is it that you're here today sharing a glimpse into the story of your life and the vision you have for playing football and beyond the football field, right? We already talked about, you know, academics being a priority for you and thinking about a business major, which I love because I can't wait for you to join MassMutual Great Lakes and the Podium Group after you're done terrorizing other men on the field of battle.
Yes,
at
sir.
The NFL level, right? I love the fact that that's been a focus for you. When you think about heading off to college, what do you think are a couple of the things that you're going to want to make sure you have done before you leave high school? You're thinking about maybe finishing a little early. You're thinking about putting in a ton of extra work in the weight room. Do you have a short list of things that you're saying, man, I want to make sure I do all these things before I get out of high school?
Yeah. I want to bring a state title to Birmingham Groves. That's the biggest thing I've had in mind ever since my freshman year I stepped on campus. That's my biggest goal right now.
I love that. Who are some of the other like standout teammates that you have on your team that you're like, man, folks got to watch out for these guys?
I would say Chris Little for sure.
Okay.
He's a big time talent, undersized kid, but he's got some grit to him. I think there's a bunch of kids like Noah Sanders is a really good running back. Mario Campoy-Lavasco, another good running back. We have a lot of talent on our team this year. I'm looking forward to see how we do.
I love that. Is there anyone specifically that you're excited about training with this offseason?
Yeah, I want to get my guy Meatball in the weight room. We call him Meatball. He's a big kid. His name's Matias. Yeah, that's a big guy that I want to get.
Shout out to Matias Meatball. Where do you think you'll go for speed training this offseason?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a place where I can, wherever it fits best in my schedule. I do a lot of Rising Stars training. It's
okay.
A group that I go to, and they do some agility and conditioning, speed stuff. But, yeah, I'm trying to find a place where I can do that.
When you think about your current playing style and the way it will continue to evolve as you head off to college, who are some of the greats at the position that you're in today that you say, you know, I really, really look up to how this person played offensive line, and I try to mirror some of the style and techniques of how he played that position?
I would say Joe Thomas, Quentin Nelson, Penei Sewell, Trent Williams.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And as you're thinking about your last season in high school and heading off to college, are there any specific people who are actively playing right now who've been a good resource or mentor to you that you'd say, hey, the relationship with this person has been meaningful to me and I really look forward to growing that?
For sure. Jackson Pruitt, he's helped me ever since I was a freshman when I would do O-line training. He's an offensive lineman at Temple University right now.
Love that.
Yeah.
Who else?
That are playing college football right now.
Yeah, at any level or even played.
Anthony Pittman.
Okay.
I know that's your guy. I've talked to him a bunch of times about just what the NFL looks like and how to get better.
Yeah, Pitt's a standout human on and off the field. I love the fact that you're connected. A Groves alumni, right?
Groves alumni.
Yeah, I love that. Any other things that have been on your mind that you say, hey, these are other priorities of mine as I make this final decision of heading off to college? I know the coaches, the teammates, the culture, the campus are important. Are there other things that you've been thinking about that this is going to be a really important part of this decision-making process as you head away?
Yeah, I would say once I'm committed no matter what. I see a bunch of kids that are decommit, and I mean, it's just whenever I commit, I'm part of that family and I'm going to stay there. So that's really big to me. I want the coaching staff to be there while I play, because I know college football is crazy and coaches move around, but coaches that really want to be there at that program, the coach that's going to get me to the NFL, that's my main goal. I know it's a big goal to have, but it's achievable and I'm looking forward to it.
So Avery, if I'm listening well, I'm hearing you say that if the coaching staff that recruits you is there, there is no transfer portal for Avery Gatch.
Yes. If the coaching staff is there, we're going to attack every day and we're going to win a national championship.
I love that. I mean, look, I don't know what more a college program could want out of a young man, especially at his age when he still has another full season left to play at the high school level. Last few questions. I know we're running out of time. I almost feel as if you're like this like secret superstar in Southeast Michigan. You know, until people actually meet you and see you, do people realize, oh my gosh, that kid is a specimen. There's no way he's not like a standout football player, right? But if people haven't had the privilege and blessing to get to know you, they wouldn't know that about you.
For sure.
There's a whole other side to Avery Gatch. You love movies. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie would be either Remember the Titans or Sandlot.
Atlas. Now you know who you can watch Remember the Titans with. It's one of Atlas and I's favorite movies as well. Favorite weekend food?
Favorite weekend food? Pizza.
Favorite restaurant to go to and just eat a ton?
That's a tough one. Man, you got me there. Maybe, I mean, I love Chris Belly's. I love Chris Belly's, but my favorite food I would say would be steak.
Awesome.
I'm a big steak guy.
Okay. When you do something awesome, what's your tradition? What's something simple you do for yourself to reward yourself and say, man, I really kicked ass there?
Probably hang out with my friends, just chill out, you know. I reward myself by that.
That's great. You know, having played football at a much lower level than you, but playing it through college, there was just a brotherhood and sort of an awesomeness about having my teammates also be some of my closest friends in for life. Sure. And it's still that way today.
For sure.
Yeah. The godparents to the godfathers to both my children are teammates of mine. And it's just an incredible blessing that you get when you work your way through a locker room.
That's what's so good about football. It's the ultimate team sport. And those brothers are going to be your brothers for life. So, I mean, you go out to war with them every Friday night and, you know, there's nothing like it.
When you are just relaxing and winding down with your mom and dad and Eli, what's your favorite family activity?
Favorite family activity would either be just going out to eat. I love spending time with them. Or say watching a movie or going to a sporting event.
Love it. When you're putting the headphones on and you're getting ready for a big workout, what's the music?
Pre-game, I would say it's a bunch of, you know, Drake, T Grizzly, Little Baby, guys like that. In the weight room, I listen to a bunch of rap like that, but I also listen to like heavy metal stuff, AC/DC, Thunderstruck's a big one, Welcome to the Jungle, songs like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward 2 years. What number are you wearing in college?
74 is my number now. It's really hard to get that number in college, but I hope to get that same number, 74, but anywhere in the low 70s.
When you get to the pros?
74.
I love it. What's the possibility of you playing for the Chicago Bears, my favorite team?
Whoever drafts me, I'm going to play ball for them.
Hey, this goes out to GM Poles and the president of Chicago Bears, Kevin Warren. I'm going to send you these clips. This is my man. Put him on your radar for 4 years from now.
Let's get after it.
Let's get ready. Let's start getting him ready for the offensive line. He said the Midwest. He loves the Midwest. So, Avery, any final thoughts, any last things that you'd say, hey, this is really important. I'd want the world to know this about me, and I want coaches to know this about me as I'm getting ready to make a decision around where I'm going to play college ball.
I would say I'm the ultimate team player. It's all about the team for me. I think I play better when I play for my team rather than myself. My goal, wherever I'm at, is to win a national championship. I think, yeah.
I love that. Folks, you heard it here first. I have the top player in the state of Michigan playing high school football, over 35 Division I offers and counting, named to the All-State Dream Team, captain as a junior, ranked nationally in the first few hundred of all players across the country. This young man is going to be a winner wherever he puts those cleats on. And I think if his father and I have any influence whatsoever, it might be in the Midwest. And I can't wait to watch you play, man. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for Coach. I'm excited for Coach Salter. I'm excited for your teammates. I'm excited to watch you guys win a high school championship next year.
Yes,
I'm really excited for you to watch you do that. And, you know, I think the world of you, and we're just huge advocates of everything you're doing.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm excited for the season as well. So,
and I love this helmet. So, Coach Flaherty, Coach Salter, thank you for this. I'm going to put this right next to a bunch of NFL helmets, and we can all celebrate with this over the next couple of years watching him play ball at the college level. Avery, awesome being with you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening, and thanks to our guest today, Avery Gatch. Connect with Avery on Instagram at AveryGatch_35. And listen, if you like what you heard today, please be sure to follow, rate, and review At the Podium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also follow the show on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. It's @podium_podcast. Post about the show on social media and tag us. We love to repost and share our gratitude for you and your support. It means the world to us. So if you enjoy our content, we'd love for you to hit that subscribe button and share the story with friends, family members, and teammates across the country. We'd like to welcome more people to our growing podcast family. And since subscribing is so quick and easy, we appreciate you sharing the story with others. Thanks for getting the word out about our guests. See you next time.